Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store.
Oh, hey!
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
I got it!
Hey.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
2 in the books, 1 to go. Plenty more show as we get ready for the final hour.
Now, Nick said he's playing this song for a reason. Nick, what's the reason?
I want to make sure, but I believe he's one of the artists from Teach Me How to Dug, and I think he passed away from sickle cell.
Really? Yeah, it's called Cali Swag, right? Or Cali Swag District?
Yeah, that's the name of the group.
Okay.
And I believe there's 3 members in it.
Damn. So, one of them passed away, huh? Do you know how to Dougie, Joe?
I don't know how to do any dance moves well.
Well, I didn't say well. I just said, do you know how?
I mean, I remember when the fad was going around because Dwight Howard couldn't stop doing it, that we all had to.
We remember when J.J. Watt did it? Set white people back like 20 years.
Yeah.
It was bad. Nick, do you know how to Dougie?
No, I
do. Do it real quick. Do it.
I think I can do the other one.
I don't know how to Dougie. I did the staying alive just now. I don't think that's the right thing.
Why don't you do it right now?
I don't know how to do it. I think that's the staying alive.
Jason, will you send me that? Oh, I thought you were Facebook Live. I
don't know how to do it.
That would have been perfect for the website.
I think I knew at one point, but I don't know for real.
For a while there, everybody during intros in the NBA was doing it.
Yeah, I mean, dances can get kind of popular. Like that, Juju on the beat. They can make
songs
popular.
Wait, what?
Like Juju on the beat.
Juju on the beat? I have never heard of that in my life.
I bet you. Look. He's looking at you like you're crazy.
Jason's like, what are you talking about? You've never heard of that. I've never heard of Juju on the beat in my life.
Guy, please.
No, don't clown me.
Yeah, clown him. No, go ahead, clown him. Go ahead, Jason, clown him. You shouldn't even know who Juju on the beat is.
Why would I know that? I'm a grown-ass man.
How huge was Juju on the beat, Jason?
Man, it was on Kelly Live.
What?
When you're drinking don't even your coffee every morning with Regis and Kelly.
My wife was home one day, Jason, and I watched Live with Kelly, okay? One day! What is the hell is Juju on the beat? That sounds racist.
I was going to say.
And why does it got to be 2 of them? One of them can't do the beat. You got to have 2?
Isn't Juju's that what Matt called himself when he was playing in the 3-on-3?
Why? All right, you're on your own. I'm not sure. What is it? What the hell is that?
I mean, it was just
play
a song.
The song. Do you have the song?
Yeah.
Can you play the song?
Yeah, I'll play it.
And Jason's going to do it, and I'm going to Facebook Live it. Yeah, look, see? Oh, yeah, you know what it is.
See what he does to me now? Now you know on a daily basis.
You can't. Why can't you do it, Jason? You called me out. I want to see you do it. Maybe I'll recognize it if you did it for our Facebook page on ESPN, if you got up and did the Juju on the beat for us. He's like, I'm not doing that. I'm out. I'm done. Thanks for the time, guys.
My headphones are suddenly not working.
Suddenly my mic's off. Oh, yeah. It worked when you wanted to call me out.
It was really me that was.
It's true. You're sucking him in, so you have to do it. I want to see you, Juju, on the beat.
On the beat.
I can say you
haven't heard of it. That's different.
Yeah.
You said you never heard of it.
Never heard it. Let me hear the song. He's saying running man on that beat. I know how to do the running man.
You ugly.
Not Juju on that beat.
You ugly.
You ugly.
You your daddy's son. Go
crazy. He's saying you're ugly because you won't get a haircut, Joel. That's what he's saying you're ugly for.
You just don't.
2 nipples on your head? Somebody said we couldn't Facebook Live that. We'd be showing nudity with nipples on your head.
See, there you go. So that's why we can't do it. But you verified it, right?
Does Lisa like rub them? Like circular, in a circular motion? Does she like blow them?
Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about. But this is where you just, you rub ice on his privacy. You don't want to go to him and what?
When she's trying to be sexy, does she rub ice on him?
Oh.
Trying to get him hard,
dude. If she calls one day, she's gonna be like,
"I'm just asking questions." I am not the one that said I had nipples on my head. I'm just bringing it up.
I'm first of all, if it's not self-deprecating,
I do have
when
a,
you guys are busting my chops every day. But I was the first one to admit it because look, I'm not proud of it, but they're there.
Jason will tell you what I have is I have a Barry Warner belly button on the back of my head. I have this big knot. And it shows when I get the bald fade. It's weird. But, you know, it's how Jesus, like I told you, it's how Jesus made you. I'm not going to run from that.
That's what I said. I'm not trying to cover them. I mean, I get 1.5 all the way around, sides and back.
I go mullet. Never see it. You just go get a mullet. You ever had a mullet?
Yeah, mullet.
Yeah. That ain't happening, Billy Ray Cyrus. That is not happening. When you start trimming that beard up again, because that thing's getting fuzzy. Do people come in and say that, like, do you trim that?
Yeah, it's nice. It's
spongy.
Nah, man. You just hating right now.
No. You know, because you know what Barry's going to do next. But, like when you sweat, does your wife smell it? Does it smell bad?
Oh, like about the moles? No, she ain't rubbing. She'll rub on it. Yeah, she likes
I didn't
it.
Ask that.
No, I said like Barry would. He would ask questions.
Well, I asked that. I asked Tyler if dudes with beards, never mind. It's too vulgar. I don't.
Oh, but I can clean it up for you. Okay.
Yeah, clean it up. It's fine.
When the Penguins won the Stanley Cup the other night, the goalie for Pittsburgh, his girl comes on the ice.
Yeah.
And he goes to give her this big kiss. She pulled away and made the worst face possible, and it's just his girlfriend, not fiance or anything like that. So then she had to clean it up on Facebook and on Twitter and say, do you know what that thing smells like after in that goalie mask and being in? She said his beard smelled just awful.
Like ass, I bet. But the question, you didn't clean it up for me because the question that I asked our producer, Tyler.
Oh, I wasn't going to that.
Should I not do it?
No, I won't do it. You're on your own on that one. You go ahead. You're on your own on that one.
I just asked, and I think this is a legitimate question. I'll ask Jason. He's still here.
Good luck, Jason.
I don't mind. Nick, Nick, did you grow your beard out any thicker than that?
Never, nah. I don't like
it. All right, I'm going to try to. If you have kids in the car, you might want to change the station real quick. Good Jason's luck, like, Jason. I don't know if I want to answer this question now. I was curious because I've never had a beard. And so I asked our producer, Tyler, I said, having a beard, sometimes if you are, I'll try to say it the nice way. What's a nice way to say it, Joel? If you go down on on a woman, do you notice it later?
If you go below the equator.
Yeah, James. Yeah, there you go. Do you notice it later?
Yep. That's it.
That's good to know. Now I don't want a beard. I don't want to be like, you know, like 4 hours later be like, what the hell?
I love the fact like, he took the deepest of deep breath and he was holding on to it and he went, yep.
Yeah. I was like, whatever, honestly, the best policy, like, whatever.
I think he wanted to lie, and he was like, nah, somebody else will confirm it. That's all I asked. That's all, Joel. I mean, I think that's a fair question to ask from a guy that's never had a beer.
The territory.
Yeah, so other things, right? Like you eat lunch, you're going to have lunch in there,
soup,
right? Yeah.
Cereal.
Okay.
Anything, you know, with a spoon.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
So
I think it's
on
a legitimate question.
Cartoon with Sweet Lou's fro, where you could dig in there and find just about anything. So if we need some Fruity Pebbles, they're in there. If you need some Campbell soup, we can find that.
Yeah, it might be, you know, if it's eating too fast, man.
Are we talking about food still?
Couple of
still
fries. Food.
Okay, still I didn't know. Food. I didn't know if still, we went back to the other. No, okay, still food. Food.
See what
okay.
he does. See what he does. Yeah, see what he does, and he just loves it too.
I'm just asking questions. I'm curious. I'm learning things.
Inquiring minds.
I learned about
know.
Juju it on the
it,
beat.
They call it a flavor saver.
No.
No, that's the little nasty beard right
yeah,
below
that's
your
just
lip.
The, oh, is that what that is?
That little,
I thought it was the mustache was the thing, flavor
the
saver.
The little triangle okay. below your lower
I
lip.
I thought it was the whole mustache was what that was called. All right. Well, I've learned several things today. I've learned Juju on the beat. I've learned I don't want a beard.
Now, I hate
I've learned
this.
Joel has nipples on his head. Yeah. I'm learning something from all three of you guys.
Like, literally, you can call me nipplehead and it's real because they're not nipples, they're moles, but they're back there. Jason checked them out.
He confirmed?
Yep. We were trying to figure out what to do. And, like, I'm with you, though. I'm not afraid to
just go around them like a weed eater. You know what I mean?
I just let them show.
I would. It wouldn't. after this long, I'd be like, it's whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they're there. I wouldn't care.
That's the way I am. But I'm just saying, we play basketball with guys that are just not the most couth, courteous guys in the world. Like, what's on the back of your head, man? It's a doorbell, okay? Leave it alone. Jeez. All right, the show rolls on. How often do you change your sheets? I got my wife on the phone during the break to find out the American average.
Okay. I hope I'm above average.
I'm betting you are, based on your phobias. But also the fact that 5% of America are sick, sick, sick people.
I'm going to guess Nick is below average in the sheet-changing department.
I don't think so.
I'm guessing Nick doesn't even have sheets on his bed.
But he's got them on the window?
I bet his yeah. His mattress is on the floor. He's just
That's
a wreck.
That's what you said last time.
You're just
got
a mess. I
got
know.
A frame under my bed.
He
after I
have
called you
on
out.
His bed, but no, he's got them on the windows. Both.
The mattress is kind of soft. Why would I go out and spend $10 on sheets? $10!
When you got a Nickapedic, you don't need sheets or a frame. All right, we continue to roll on Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 as we continue to roll on. I told you that my wife on the morning show on KHOU the other day had a story with the question, how often do you change your sheets? The answer is, Nicholas, may disturb you. Then again, if you have a Nickapedic, it may just be par for the course.
I'm an every 10-day to 2 weeks kind of dude.
So my wife isn't quite Barry and isn't a germaphobe, but she's a clean freak. So like twice a week, she changes our sheets.
Yeah, I do not do it twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week. So, like, I mean, it's out there, and we were talking about it, but when looking at it, twice a month is the United States average. Twice a month.
So that's basically
once
what
every
I do.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Basically what I do.
Okay, because Josh Rapp said he has two sets of sheets and switches them out every Sunday. Feel free to wash them in between, Josh. But the one that was disturbing to me, and I don't know if it's going to be disturbing to you or not, 5% of America changes their sheets twice a year.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
First of all, I hope they're virgins. Second of all, are you kidding me?
They're just sleeping on a layer of bacteria is what they're doing.
Well, I was going to say, for all those commercials that say, you know, if you've had your mattress for 6 to 8 years, the bed bugs and dead skin, talk about that. Then talk about not changing your sheets for 6 months. Are you kidding me?
It's disgusting.
5% of America changes their sheets twice a year.
That's not enough.
A year.
Now, what do we establish for Nick?
He said
the country average, basically.
You change your sheets twice a year?
No, twice a month.
Twice a month.
So the United States average, the U.S. average is twice a month. I said Lisa changes ours twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
I said
that's freaky.
Just clean.
Way too much.
It's just clean.
We probably do ours about every 2 weeks.
5% of America twice a year.
That's gross.
First of all, you better be virgins.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
And I said, second of all,
because you sweat all the time and there's dead skin.
You want to do a commercial for a mattress company? Because I was going to say, all these mattress companies these days are like, if you've had your mattress for 6 to 8 years.
It's true, though.
Between bed bugs and the buildup of dead skin and bacteria. Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's for a mattress. But your sheets, which are directly touching you, twice a year? Then
that's gross.
As you brought it up the other day about the whole cleanup procedure and everything like that. No matter how you wiggle and dance, there's always a little bit that's going to end up outside of your pants. Yeah. Well, you need to factor that in.
Yeah.
Twice a year is flat nasty.
Yeah, that's definitely not enough. I mean, if once a month is to me is borderline gross.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're washing ours about every 2 weeks. And then what we do is we'll have two sets.
Oh, we have a couple sets for sure.
Yeah, so you take off the dirty ones and then you put the clean ones on and then you can just wash the other ones so they're ready to go. Like that's just a normal rotation.
Well, and I can clarify too, but first of all, Lisa is a clean freak. So I firmly believe she'd probably still change them twice a week. But because we have dogs and several of the dogs end up sleeping on the bed, that's why twice a week got to change the sheets. Even though she puts down a top sheet over our comforter where the dogs are supposed to sleep, inevitably I'm going to wake up at some point because one of our dogs is like trying to take over 3/4 of the bed.
Somebody said sheets should be changed weekly. Anything else is just gross. Well, you go to hell, sir. I'm not gross. But I think 2 weeks is okay. 1 week seems a little much. Twice a week seems freaky. That's like OCD level. Like that's an issue. Like that's a psychological evaluation in the making.
Twice a week is because we have dogs.
I mean, we have two cats, dude.
And we're clean.
Well, we're clean too, but I mean, we have two cats, but we put blankets down. Like they don't sleep under the sheets with us. They sleep on top of the blanket.
Okay.
Your dog's in there cuddling with you? You spooning with your dog?
Nope.
What's going on in there?
I'm telling you what, though. We got a husky mix that really firmly believes that my half of the bed is his.
Well, with your dog's anal glands, maybe you should be doing it 3 times a week.
If we can figure out which one that was.
Ugh.
By the way, Wormwood on Twitter says, can't even remember washing my sheets. Never sick and no one complains.
No one complains?
Never had a girlfriend.
I'm guessing not.
Because you could probably, like, plant flowers. It sounds like it's that dirty.
Yeah, you grow potatoes in there. Ugh.
Seriously, do a little farming.
It seems like most of the text in the Twitter is saying that Sundays is sheet cleaning day. Is that for you, Nick?
I do it once every 2 weeks like you do.
I'm asking the day on Sundays.
I don't have a specific day. I don't have like a laundry.
Why are you getting
day?
So defensive? I'm just asking you when you wash your sheets.
Right after Houston game day.
My goodness. Ours is on Sunday. We wash our sheets on Sunday. Why are you? I'm just asking the day. When do you wash your sheets, Joel? Like Monday and Friday?
I don't.
Well, when does Lisa do it?
Is it random
days of the week?
Yeah.
You don't have a set day for laundry?
No.
Oh, we have laundry day.
No, man.
No, I don't have a laundry day.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, you don't wash your clothes, Nick.
When it fills up, I go do my laundry.
I just don't have a laundry day.
Nick doesn't wash his clothes.
I got a laundry basket. When it fills up, I go wash my stuff. I dry it and I put it away.
That's exactly what I do.
I usually wait till I run out of underwear and then I turn to my wife and go, I don't have any underwear. Can you do laundry?
Yeah, but those banana hammocks wash quick.
No, I'm a boxer brief guy, sir. I am a boxer brief kind of.
You call them banana hammocks.
Yeah, no, banana hammocks are the
magic. Oh, Mike washes his sheets. Those are the different kind of
sheets.
That's
a whole nother story.
Yeah. Those are the ones. You've got to iron the point out and everything. Oh. That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And you went there.
I did.
You're on your own, sir.
That's fine. I'll be happy to be on my own with that.
All right. Right now, I want to tell you about good folks at Gallery Furniture. Right after you see my man Jason at Current Cuts, which is right there on 59, right in that Tidwell Parker region, you head on over to Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture is one of 3 locations in the Houston area, as Mac has now locations not only there, but he also has one in the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak and out on the Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy. And all 3 locations are there to serve you. If you believe, like we believe, the Astros are a great team headed for great things and you think they're going to win it all, the time is now to go get your furniture at Gallery Furniture, because not only are you going to get solid wood, American-made quality furniture at a fair price, and if you buy today, you're going to get it tonight, but if the Astros win it all and you spend over $3,000 on furniture, you get it all free. So if the Astros win it all and you go there right now and you start buying furniture and you get $3,000 or more furniture, you can get your furniture free at the end of the year just by your favorite home team winning it all. Go see one of the three locations, see Mattress Mack himself or see one of his representatives. They'll figure out what you need, try and get you exactly what you're looking for, and make sure they guarantee no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight, and Mack is now saying within 3 to 4 hours of you telling us what you want, he'll have it at your door. And the guys that deliver it also are really good about taking away the old stuff and moving stuff around in your house to make sure the furniture fits accordingly. Mattress Mack Gallery Furniture. As he always says, any believes, any lives. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. That's a half hour. Real quick, want to do a giveaway for you guys. Going to give you a $25 gift card to Raising Cane's. Win a $25 gift card, like I said, and indulge yourself in One Love 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you. And right now, we'll take caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, win a $25 Raising Cane's gift card. Good luck.
It's good eating right there.
It is. We were talking about that yesterday. Esme and myself and Michelle and Nick were talking about Raising Cane's. I love me some Raising Cane's. That sauce.
I had never had it before.
That sauce.
Nick's the one that told me about the sauce. But I had never had it before, and they brought it in, and I was like, oh my goodness, they're good.
Yeah, and Jerome was like, it needs more seasoning. Come
yeah,
on.
Jerome, well, to be fair, Jerome sat down and was eating one. He's like, eh, I mean, it's all right. I was like, oh, I see the problem. You're not using the sauce. And so I gave him one of those tubs
sauce
of sauce.
Necessary.
And he dipped it. He goes, oh, hell, this is good. Like, he knew right away. Like, that's the thing, though. Like, I'm sure there
sauce.
Are a few people, but I could tell you what my order is every time. Pull up straight to the window. Let me get a Caniac combo, two toasts, no slaw, and an extra finger and an extra sauce. Thank you. Pull it around. That's it. That's fat boy status, too.
But I'm just telling you right now.
The Caniac is the big one, and then I add another finger.
Add a finger. I've never heard anybody add a finger.
Add
before.
A finger, dude. I'm telling
I'm sure
you.
I'm not the only one that does it.
I had a chick in high school. Never
That's
mind.
That's what they call when you release the anal glands, too, Nick, on the dog. Just adding a finger.
Although I do want to increase the number of times that I change my sheets because of that anal gland thing. Because my dog sleeps with me, too.
Yeah. Y'all spoon like Joel's dog and Joel?
Yeah.
You do?
All the time.
Under the sheets? My dog.
I got a cuddle buddy.
You do? You got a little snuggle butt? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the big spoon? You or the dog? who's pressing whose flesh up against
She's
who?
She's 22 pounds, so I guess.
Oh, it's a she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. She's definitely the
You got puss in boots in the bed, so.
Well, I'm not snuggling with my cats. Cats.
Come on, fur daddy. You know you're snuggling.
Yeah, come
with
on. It's Father's
daddy.
Day, and you are a fur daddy. So.
No, and no. The cats sleep at the foot of the bed. And by the time I wake up midway through the night to go pee, they're gone because I probably kicked them to death because I'm
a
wild sleeper.
My dog hates me for that.
I'm a wild sleeper.
Me too.
I'm out of control.
What?
I always move.
I toss and turn a lot.
Me too.
Really?
Kicking and spread out. I look like the Evolution Man or the, what's that, Da Vinci painting?
Let's call it a snow angel.
Yeah, that too. I'm just all spread out, drooling and farting all over the place. It's a mess. Surprised my wife doesn't leave halfway through the night.
You know what? You guys should probably change your sheets a little bit more frequently based on that little report. You said you're farting all over and doing all that
stuff. That's a fair point.
Yeah, he's like looking at him all quiet like he's
yeah,
dumb for
well,
saying
I'm
it.
No. I was processing the fact that, yeah, as much as I fart at night, maybe I should be washing my sheets every week instead of every 2 weeks. That's a fair point, Joseph. I'll allow it. Maybe I'll talk to the wife.
I'll allow it. See what I'm talking about?
I love doing it.
Why does that bug him so much?
I know. That's why I love doing it, because I can get that out of him every time. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, I think I'll talk to the wife and say, hey, maybe we should bump it up to once a week. So I'll do that. And I sweat a lot. I guess it's my inner fat boy, but I sweat a lot when I sleep. I have to have this big fan on me. One, the fan has two purposes. One, the noise, that white noise, which I know is racist, but still, it's what it's called. That and then the cold air blowing on me. I got to have that 1 foot hanging out to keep you cool.
I'm big on that.
You got to have the 1 foot out, right? Is that you, Nick? No.
Yeah, but I don't have the air. Your dog's in the way?
Oh, you don't have the air blowing in your face?
No.
See, you got to have that.
Again, nothing that you guys will ever have to worry about. But once you have a kid and Taylor's crib is in our room, so Lisa is so concerned about a draft that might give her a cold that I love it cold when I sleep. And, man, she's always like, no, because the baby could get sick.
Is that true, or is that a myth? Because I've heard the same thing about the winter where you don't really get sick because of the weather.
I've also heard that you can kind of condition your baby to cold AC so like they don't get, like if you keep it cold.
Put them in the fridge for about 5 minutes.
Not like that.
Just like put them in the fridge about 2 or 3 minutes.
That's why you're a fur daddy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got her on a conditioning program right now so I can condition her for the air, and it's not working.
Trying.
Although I did lower it the other night, and Lisa goes, are you hot in here? And I go, oh yeah. She goes, lower it like a couple degrees, and I lowered it like 6 or 7, and I just went over and made sure the baby had a blanket on her. Because I'm like, man, for one night, I'm going to sleep where I'm comfortable because there's like a chill in the air because it is so hot.
Yeah.
With a baby in the room.
I'm glad it's you, not me. I got to have a cold. The AC goes to about 70, 71, and then the fan goes on high.
That is the inner big boy, though, in you and you, too.
Yeah. I gotta have it cold. And then I like to, and then once it gets real cold, then, you know, because in the middle, because when you first go to bed, it's hot. I'm hot. But then halfway through the night, then I'm all snuggled up and I've got all the covers on me because I'm cold. But I like it that way. I like that. That's the best way to sleep. My good friend here, the one that hated me and then liked me right after that earlier in the show, he said, Barry, you wash your jeans once a year and you're weird about people that wash their sheets less frequently than monthly. Yeah, sir. Do the research. You're not supposed to wash denim all the time. You should wash your jeans once a year, real denim jeans once a year. Not whatever you're buying, not those rustlers you're buying at the Walmart, but like if you buy a good quality jean, you shouldn't be washing them all the time. That's not how jeans work, sir. Sorry you don't know that.
Jason Holcomb says, when your Starbucks order rivals your Raising Cane's, you might be one of us.
Huh? I don't know what that means.
Because you know how we talk about, like, we all, like Nick and I have the specific orders at Starbucks?
Yeah.
And he said that essentially, I guess he's saying your Raising Cane's order sounded like that.
No, it's pretty basic. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I think everybody has the way that they order food. Like, if you pull
Did
up
you hear
to
that, Nick?
Nick, if you pull up to the burger place, how do you order your burger?
Cheese and mustard only.
Everybody has a way. You pull up to Whataburger, what do you order?
Cheese, fried onions, ketchup.
See, everybody has a way. So I pull up to Raising Cane's and I order the Caniac, 2 toasts, no slaw, extra finger, extra sauce. That's easy.
That's why they have to come up with the little screen in the drive-thru.
So Jason Holcomb on Twitter said, and I believe, Nick, you should be on this tweet, because he said, when you guys order Starbucks, it rivals Barry ordering his Raising Cane's. So when you know you're doing that, you might be one of us. I mean, now the Starbucks orders are a little different, and you always bust my chops on that.
Well, because yours is just so the name of your drink is so long. It's like,
dude, you're getting what is it? Chestnuts,
a chestnut
and praline
latte. It's 3 words. We've been through this.
I know, but it's a lot.
Like
of crap.
100 times.
Right. So with that, because that didn't sound like the same thing with you. You just rattled it off because you know what.
Because I know my order. Yeah. So it's like when I pull up to Whataburger, I'm like, let me get a double Whataburger with cheese and bacon, mayonnaise, lettuce, and pickles only. Boom. It's easy. Supersized fries and a supersized Diet Coke. What's up? Let's go. Next.
Because the Diet Coke helps wash
Again,
it all down.
Again, I hate having to explain this. I know everyone makes fun of it because I'm eating so much food, but regular Coke is too sweet. I've gotten used to Diet Coke. It has nothing to do with saving calories. It's just that regular Coke...
Ice doesn't help.
Huh?
Ice. You just kind of water it down with some ice? No.
No, it's still real sweet. It's gross. In fact, I was talking about that with Jason last week because if I go out and like with dinner, you guys know what I got that real nice whiskey, and what did I drink it with? Diet Coke. Yeah. When I'm out, I get Crown and Diet. Oh, that's what I drink. Jason said the same thing. He's like, but like regular Coke is too sweet.
Yeah, I always do too.
Yeah, see?
I haven't had a regular Coke. I can't even tell you. And growing up, it was a staple in our house. My mom, to the day she died, drank one Coke a day.
Really?
Yeah. It was just
that was her thing?
Yeah, it was a thing that she could not kick. And I'm like, see, in the Midwest growing up, Coke was always in our house. But I eliminated all soda a couple of years ago.
Huge, like, Texas Rangers fan, and she was doing like three Dr. Peppers per day, and she lived to like, she's still alive. I think she's like 103.
I bet she's fat.
And she's been doing it since like the 70s. No.
Well, she's not fat anymore because she's 103.
They say for, if you want to go on a health kick and you want to lose weight immediately, if you're a big soda drinker, if you cut out soda, in a month, you'll probably lose like 5 pounds or more.
Regular soda. Because I tried the diet for 2 weeks. It didn't make a difference. Trust me. I tried
And I also had guys that would tell me when I was working in my previous job that you may be saving from all the calories you're saving drinking the diet version, the crap that is in the diet drinks is worse for you for what it does to your insides than regular soda.
Yeah. I mean, when I gave it up, we talked about that. And then the fact that it causes like dementia and stuff like that. I don't care. It's delicious. I don't care. So people keep texting in saying, if you would just shower before you get in bed, you wouldn't have to wash your sheets every 2 weeks. No, because you still sweat at night and you still have dead skin falling off your body at night. And plus, I have animals in the bed. I'm not washing my sheets. Like, no, even if I shower tonight, which I do shower a lot of times at night because I'll go home and do the yard or I'll go home and work out or whatever. I shower a lot of times before I go to bed, but it's still gross. Just because you shower at night, you're still. Yeah. And then there's the sexing going on.
That's what I'm saying.
And that makes it gross.
So assuming that all these people that don't wash them or wash them twice a year. Y'all are
nasty.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're all not partaking and or you're virgins because that's just really disgusting.
Yeah, you guys are. Don't judge. Don't judge me. I think 2 weeks is fair.
I'm not judging anybody else. You're the one judging us for washing them twice a week. We have dogs and we want to be clean.
Okay.
That's why I got so defensive when you asked about the day. I'm like, are you getting on to me again?
No, I'm just curious.
Damn it.
I'm not used to you being that sensitive, Nick. I'm used to it with Joel. I'm not used to it with you. I think you need to settle down a little bit. You're getting sassy again.
Calm down, Fur Daddy.
I'm not going to allow that, Nick. I'm not going to allow that kind of talk. All right. It's time to move. Why are you making the face, Joel? He's making the face, Nick. He's making the face.
It's that awkward with the lips. It's like it's like an upside down frown. I'm trying. No, now
I kind of like it.
Now he's doing the Trump mouth.
He does.
First of all, I'm not doing
that
the Trump,
was the Trump mouth for like you a are. Split second.
You do the Trump mouth. And now he's doing Trump. No one can see you.
But it's actually pretty
good. It isn't bad.
Everyone wants to hear you right now.
No, they want to see you do Trump mouth live while getting a haircut. I think we figured this out. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you real quick that if you need to sell your house and you need to do so fast, you need that money now, then you need to call Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to tell you, hey, no problem. Bring it to us. We'll buy it. We'll make you a cash offer. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, whether you need the money because you owe back taxes and you're trying to sell it, or you got delinquent HOA dues, or you're going through a divorce, you lost your job, bankruptcy. It doesn't matter. Foreclosure, whatever it is, call Gulf State Home Buyers and let them help you. 281-717-6100. Like I said, they make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from beginning all the way through closing. All you do is just sit back and relax once you make that call. Let their team of professionals help you. They have attorneys. They have title companies, an entire in-house staff that shows you how to sell your home without any stress. It's 281-717-6100. It's real easy to remember. Call them. Get an understanding of what's going on in your situation and find out how you can get that cash offer from them, whether it's title issues or you just need to get out from under that house and get that money. Give Gulf State Home Buyers a call, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the LinkersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarrava.
What up, gang? We always try to give back to you, The Usual Suspects, that follow us on a daily basis. So here's your chance to win. We're going to get you a t-shirt for the Ward-Kovalev rematch this weekend. It's the first fight that ended in controversy with a rematch that you won't want to miss. It's June 17th. It's Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev. Two great fighters at their best. Light heavyweight world championship on the line. Don't miss Ward Kovalev 2, the rematch, June 17th, 8 p.m. on pay-per-view. Caller 10 right now gets the t-shirt to the rematch. Ward Kovalev. You can be caller 10 and you pick up the t-shirt during business hours right here at the station. You can ask for one of us and we probably won't come up front, but if you want to meet us, sure.
No.
No.
Scott Baker said, crown a diet. Please don't run crown that way. I know it's not ideal. It's just how I...
I'm not so much mad at you mixing it with your drink than you just drinking Diet Coke, honestly. Like, if you mix it with your...
Crown or
I'm not even mad.
Whiskey?
No, because you're drinking alcohol. Like, liquor. Yeah. Like, it's mostly liquor anyway.
I get the stigma around Diet Coke is that it's a feminine drink, right? Like, a man should just drink a regular Coke or straight whiskey.
Was it like that when it first came out?
Both of those. I get both of those, but I like what I like. Like, I'm sure there are plenty of dudes out there.
And I appreciate it because I used to order the same thing, but I'm just asking you, from the standpoint mentally, do you also feel better knowing that, yeah, you're getting buzzed, but you're not getting all the extra crap?
No, it doesn't. Because I'll drink, like, I think I've said this before on here, but I tried to drink, like, whiskey neat.
Oof.
And I don't like whiskey neat, but my dad, who is a professional drinker, turned me on to scotch. Now, scotch neat, I can do. A good scotch, just straight, nothing, no ice, no, that's fine. Yeah, I like that. But like, I try to just sip Crown, not my thing, but I like it with a mixer. I like it with a Coke. So sometimes if I'm at a friend's house and he doesn't have Diet Coke, I'll drink a Crown and Coke. That doesn't bother me, you know, or a Jack and Coke or whatever. That doesn't bother me. I just prefer Diet because it's just a thing. Dude, I've been drinking Diet Coke. I switched from regular Dr. Pepper to Diet Dr. Pepper and then Diet Coke and all that like 15 years ago. It was a long time
I'm
ago.
I'm telling you what, so man, it's, you drink that stuff straight though? Not scotch, whiskey.
Yeah.
That's like
depending on the type, yeah, it can be rough.
Man, I always feel like if I poured that in a glass, I could put crusty paintbrushes and save them all.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like going down.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, so our man is on hold. I'm sure he's at the gym. He's got his leg warmers on, and he's going to start with, hey, guys, how y'all doing? Clarence, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
How's it going, man?
Doing good. I'm with Barry. I got to change his seats at least twice a week, but I had to get up to my man Joel in the blank household. I mean, y'all changing his seats twice a week. What's going on in that little bedroom in there, Joel? I mean...
Clarence, cleanliness is next to godliness, and we'll leave it there.
Oh, that's what we're going to call it?
That's what we're going to leave it for this for the sake of this show? Yes, we are.
All right, guys. Hey, y'all going to be out for, y'all going to be on location Friday?
Friday. What is Friday? No, I don't think so.
I do not think so.
I think the next time I'm out and about for ESPN is Saturday. I'm doing Sunfest down on East Beach. With all the volleyball players. So you going to come out there, Clarence, and say what's up and get a tan and play some volleyball?
You're going to play?
I don't know where that, but I can figure it out.
It's Galveston, dude. It's a long ways. If you ain't down that way, I wouldn't head that way. And I don't think it'll be worth it.
But if you are, you can hang with Barry.
Did you just clown the Sunfest on the air?
No, I'm saying just to come out to see me. I'm saying if you are into volleyball, yes, by
Sunfest
all means.
Sunfest is the best event ever.
What else is there besides volleyball? I don't know. I've never been to Sunfest. But if you're in the Woodlands and you're driving to Galveston just to say hi, don't make the trip.
He's not driving just to say hi.
If you're coming for Sunfest, then come say hi.
No, he's going to hang with you.
Don't try to put words in my mouth, Nick.
Yeah, I'll
you
come and
jerk.
Hang with Barry, you
okay,
know,
then that's fine. Yeah, I'm saying if you're just coming out to, hey, because a lot of times when we do appearances, people just pop in for like 5 minutes. I'll be like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, nice to meet you. And then that's it. Don't drive all the way to Galveston for that. Come hang out.
He's hanging with you. He said just the folding chair off to the side of the stage will be fine.
I'm not setting up any chairs for anyone, all right? It's not happening. I'm going to be in
the
shade somewhere not getting burned. All right, Clarence.
All right, Clarence. Go get another set in. All right, brother. Have a good week. Okay.
What?
He's going to show up and you're not going to set him up?
No, I'm not setting up chairs for listeners, Joel. I'm not doing that. I know.
Nick, don't you think that would be a generous thing to do for a loyal listener?
I think he should. For the Clarence, how often does he call?
He's a very frequent caller, loyal listener.
At least once a week.
Yep.
Nope. It's not happening. I love Clarence, but I'm not setting up chairs for him or
That's
anyone else.
That's why he's
else.
Not driving down there
I'm not setting
to
up
say
chairs
hi.
For you two either. I can tell you that. Hey, real quick, though, check out River Oaks Theater's free screening of A Long Way From Home this Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Visit longwayfromhomemovie.com to reserve your spot. That's longwayfromhomemovie.com for more details.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Good show.
It was fun. Look, there's the text. Even OU Mike said, this was a good show today. Thanks, OU Mike. We love you, too.
Appreciate you.
Go wash Mike. Your sheets.
Yeah, and sew up those
the ones with the holes in
those
the...
two holes.
Yeah. Go,
sheets,
go,
pillowcases, go do it whatever it takes. All right, so Nick, Barry, and I are done. We will be back again tomorrow and for the rest of the week, 1 to 4 p.m. But right now, next, the Blitz, Fred, AJ, and the gang, ready to take it from here to 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Houston, hello.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.